It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. This week, the country's three biggest banks came up with a plan to prop themselves up and prevent the debt crisis from getting worse. Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America have created a mega fund, as much as $200 billion. The deal has the backing of the Treasury Department, so critics accuse the government of bailing out the banks. Yesterday, in a speech at Georgetown Law Center, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson reacted strongly to that suggestion.
This is market-based. The government's doing nothing here other than facilitating people coming together, and our financial institutions are in strong shape.
To discuss whether our institutions are indeed in good shape or not, we turn, as we often do, to David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about how this fund works.
Basically, there are a lot of new kinds of entities out there that hold mortgages, and they have been able to do this because they could lend money indirectly to homeowners, and then they could borrow money on financial markets to finance this. The financial markets don't want to fund them anymore, and the banks are basically looking for a way to keep all these mortgage-backed loans from being dumped on the market.
Now, the Treasury Department backs the plan, but this $200 billion is private money. So what exactly did the Treasury Department do?
Well, that's a really good question. This seems to be one of those instances where at least some of the people in the banking business said, this is in our collective interest, but we don't get along well enough to organize it ourselves. So they went to the Treasury and said, if you convene a meeting, we'll all come. So the Treasury's role here is not in putting in any of the taxpayers' money, but it's a kind of moral suasion. We think this is a good idea for the economy, so why don't you boys play along?
So they were the referee. Now, the Treasury Secretary said that he, quote, had no interest in bailing out lenders or property speculators, and that's been his theme. Even a couple of months ago, he said this would all work out on its own. So why? Why has this been a change?
The Treasury Secretary believes that the economy was at risk here because people were afraid that all this mortgage-backed paper that was sitting on these things called special investment vehicles would someday be dumped on the market. And because of that, he was afraid that banks and others would be reluctant to lend, and lending is kind of the juice that keeps the economy going. So his view is that the government intervention is needed here just to get people to do what's in their own self-interest in the banking business. And as long as they're not putting together any taxpayer money, and as long as they're not telling people that we're going to protect you against losses, it's an appropriate use of government power. That's an open question. There's a lot of debate about it already. There's some debate about whether it'll even work. But that was his rationale.
The Federal Reserve chairman said this week that the mortgage crisis is past. So why does there have to be this superfund?
Well, I don't think he actually said it was passed. What he said is he thinks that things are getting a little better. But there's a difference of view. I sense that the Fed is more optimistic. They think things have gone farther in the right direction than some of the people in the banking business. But there are people in the banking business who are asking the same question or who are saying, we're not sure this is needed. And we're only playing along here as a kind of a safety net in case this new facility is needed. But we may not need it.
Does this help homeowners, and especially those who are in trouble over the rising rates for their mortgages?
No. Homeowners will have trouble getting mortgages or will have trouble refinancing mortgages if the credit markets are frozen or not functioning properly. So this is a step towards getting those markets functioning better. But it has a very long chain before this would get to any homeowner. I think what you can say, though, is a financial crisis or a continued prolonged concern in the credit markets that has banks unwilling to lend to each other because they're afraid that the other one is going to be in trouble would have a bad impact on homeowners. So anything that the government can do to relieve that pressure is better for homeowners than the alternative.
Thank you very much. David Wessel, economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.
You're welcome.